Melinda Brown is a follower of the Wicca and pagan traditions. She's also one of the participants in the Misogyny and the Witch panel discussion. One of the goals, Brown says, is to link society's old and inaccurate images of witches to persecution of women.
To talk about how women who may or may not have identified as witches or in any form have been persecuted throughout the ages. And today, even in some countries, there are women that are being persecuted as witches.
Brown describes the Wicca and pagan traditions as both nature-based spiritual paths.
Both female and male deity are considered important to recognize and revere. Women are considered equal to men in the practice, and there's a very strong ethical or moral code of "and ye harm none."
This event will include an overview of the story of India Tracy, a teenager in Unicoi County, Tennessee, who says she was harassed because of pagan beliefs.
Students started harassing her because she was pagan. In the United States, pagan families have lost custody of their children. They have lost their jobs. There have been vandalism that happens to their homes because people find out they're pagan, and they make all of these erroneous assumptions about what it is that pagans do.
The panel discussion, which includes Nashville-based witches and Vanderbilt sociologist Gary Jensen, takes place today at Vanderbilt Divinity School. I'm Amory Dear Owens, reporting.